Greetings to all. Greetings from sunny Antigua and Barbuda. I am told spring is coming. Friends, ladies and gentlemen, esteemed colleagues, honored guests, friends all. First of all, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you, Aaron IB, thank you, James, thank you, Robin, for the invitation, and I look forward to sharing my thoughts and ideas with you on this really important subject. You know, we are gathered to explore here this week a very crucial topic, a very crucial time in our lives, and to look at the intersection between technology and persons with disability, persons who are blind. My remarks here, I hope, will help to examine this intersection a bit and to see how we can link and build a bridge between the users, the end users, those of us who are blind or visually impaired, and technology and the manufacturers and the designers of technology, because that bridge is the critical stage if we're going to be making technology be the success and transformative tool that it ought to be in our lives. In the 21st century, technology has emerged as a pivotal force driving societal transformation for us who are blind or visually impaired, those of us who are partially sighted. I like to say technology is as important in its transformation in our lives as the wheel was in the transformation of the industrial age. That's the level of importance I believe technology can be and is, in fact, to many of us. Technology represents a critical pathway towards achieving equal access and equal opportunities. Today, let us explore a little bit about the intersection between technology and disability, between innovation and between the entire development of technology that is used to address and solve problems. There are challenges. I'm often asked, what are the challenges you see technology poses? I like to think there are more opportunities than challenges. That doesn't rule out the challenges, but there are more opportunities. The 21st century has witnessed unprecedented technological advances that has reshaped our daily lives. For people with people who are partially sighted or blind, people with visual disorder, whether or not we are blind, whether we need simple glasses or simple technology to correct vision disorder, the transformation is significant. It is immense, yet there are barriers. And those barriers, what we speak of as the challenges, they remain. They are significant barriers. For the purpose of my discussion, I would like to focus on technology and its linkage to just the blind people, because there are millions of people, billions, in fact, of people who have visual disorders of one kind or the other. But let's focus on those who are blind and partially sighted, and I may often make reference to persons with disability. In our rapidly evolving technological landscape, the intersection between blindness and technology offers profound challenges and as well, as I said, transformative opportunities. As we strive for a more inclusive society, we must recognize those the barriers faced by individuals who are blind and see what we can how technology can leverage the advancement towards particularly using artificial technology AI in helping us to advance the lives the equality of lives for many of us. At its core, the challenges that of integrating technology with blindness or any other form of disability lies in the diversity of needs of persons with disability. Often we speak of disability or blindness as if it's generic. It's not. And therefore, we have to understand when we are designing the technology to address the problem that we are speaking about a whole world of people with different challenges or challenges that are addressed in different ways. And that's why I often speak about universal design. Moreover, there is a persistent gap in understanding between those who design technology and those who live with disability. This disconnect leads to solutions that, while well-intended, often do not address individualized realities or world life experiences of many people. And we have to find ways to address that. And again, and I'll speak a little bit more later to universal design, because I think that's where we have to focus. Technology acts as a transformative wheel, as I said, enabling individuals who are blind to navigate the world more independently. Innovation such as screen readers, adaptive devices, communication aids, and more recently, loads of differences of mobility aids helps us to adapt our environment and has transformed the way we think, the way we work, the way we manipulate our communities. People who are blind and generally persons with disability often face economic challenges, including higher rates of unemployment and underemployment. This means that they are economically disadvantaged. Therefore, the cost of technology is another challenge. While the technology in itself may be very, very helpful, the cost of technology, particularly in developing countries, is challenging. I have said many of us, including myself, who have transformative life experiences with technology could only afford the technology if you worked for government or some high-level private sector industry, because I couldn't buy it. And many of us could not. So we have to think of the cost of the technology as a major challenge that avoids persons truly low. There is a clear correlation, my friends, between poverty and disability. And therefore, when we are designing technology, if we deal with specialized technology, it becomes much more expensive. If we deal with universal design technology, the market is bigger, the cost is smaller, and we may be able to reach more people by a universal design. For all users, we must also consider the diverse demographics and contexts in which this technology is being used. Again, cultural disadvantages. Using artificial technology, AI, which is a major tool that has the potential for even greater transformation. This new and fast-growing tool has the potential to further revolutionize how we function as persons with disability and to change the landscape of each person's life by personalizing the experiences and enhancing accessibility. AI itself drives AI-driven application can truly revolutionize the world for an individual who is deafblind. Just think of it. Using technology and AI-driven technology, we can break the wall of silence for persons who are deafblind, because we can, for the first time, have persons who are deafblind interact across the world, not just across the room, with a community, which we would never have thought that possible 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. This is the transformative nature that we're coming up against. This is the transformative nature and the importance that we're facing. This tool can completely revolutionize how persons who are deafblind view the world around them, and completely revolutionize how we can interact with each other as persons who are blind. I can sit here, and for the first time, I can have my piece of technology describe people in front of me, describe the rooms. That's the importance of the tool that we are facing going forward. However, as we think of the wonders of AI, we must think of the ethics, because there are ethical challenges in accessibility. We must discuss a little bit about some of these ethical impact and cost of AI as wonderful as it is, and the potential it has for creating, if you might, unintended consequences to persons with disability and persons who are blind. So, as an example, let's look at some of these. Using AI algorithm can create biases, and be unfair to many of us. The algorithm can, as you know, inadvertently, we feed the algorithm the information, and the persistence biases in some cases with biases against disability, cultural biases against blindness, in some cases against cultures. If this instrument is trained on data sets that do not adequately represent the diversity of persons with disability, this can lead to the development of technologies that cannot effectively serve all of us, all persons with disability, and can continue to build on biases that has persisted in people's views of persons with disability about life, about work, about who you are as a person, and can continue those biases. Privacy. No need for me to tell you about privacy and the potential dangers, because, again, driven algorithm, we have to be sure that those of us who are using this tool understand the nature of it, and that the potential dangers in breaching privacy. We have heard so much about this that I need not tell you much, but we need to be able to make persons who are using it feel safe. Information and decision making, the user should be empowered to make informed choices about their technology. This includes clear communication about how AI systems operates, their persistence, and the potential impacts on the user is important for me to make based on my own feelings. You see, in everything, as they all say, there is good and bad, and therefore, the tool that we use, we must be aware of it. So let's have a quick look at empowering, how technology can empower individuals, having said all of the things about the ethics. Because I believe that it is that we have to revert to the relationship between the manufacturer, the designer, the innovator, and the end user, and how we can use this in the workplace to make persons with disability be a part of addressing these issues. I want to speak specifically to universal design at this point. We have to start from the beginning. I want to say that the first thing here is we must consider is inclusive design. Engagement from the ground up. Very often, a product, piece of equipment is designed and the end user is given to test it. I want to propose that we must, from the very beginning, include the end user. So we start with a collaboration between the innovator, a collaboration between the innovator and the person with disability or the blind person, the manufacturer or engineer, and the person with disability, and of course, right through the process till you get to the end user. It is essential to involve individuals with disability from the onset of the design process. This means not only inviting us to provide feedback after a product has been designed. Our lived experience will help to provide the direction that the process should go through in order to make this thing work. I said to a science conference last year at the United Nations, I said, I wondered if any manufacturer had given a hackathon only for persons who are blind and partially sighted to solve a problem that these persons themselves felt that they needed to solve. Not something that someone identified as a problem, but something that the blind person saw as a problem and gave the blind and partially sighted user a hackathon and asked them to come up with a design, come up with some concept to address this problem, only amongst yourselves. I, again, would challenge any manufacturer in this room to have such a hackathon, because I would love to see the result of that in comparison to many things that have been designed. Embracing universal design, for me, embracing those principles would create products that truly would be meaningful and jump some of the challenges that we face in some of the designs that we see today. In universal design, despite the advancement we have made, if we did universal design, we will be making headways and driving forward at a rate even faster than we are. And I say faster because we as persons with disability, we as persons who are blind, our designing for us cannot be an afterthought. It has to be at the same time, at the same pace. That's what technology has done for us. It has said to us, we can't wait for this to be an afterthought, and you said, and something is now sort of reshaped to meet our need. If we are working together, things can be designed at the same pace. Because technology changes. They used to tell me 20 years ago, technology changed every 7 years. We know it changes every 7 weeks. We know that. And yet, we, persons with disability, may get the change every 7 years. So now, for me, what I want And you know, I was speaking with somebody about a piece of technology, and I said, you know, I love the thing, but it is behind the it is still working not with real time. I want things in real time. People in my office says to me, you're going too fast. You always want to be thinking faster and ahead. Well, it's not that. I want to be in real time with you, because the world changes every day. When I sit down in a meeting and I'm discussing the future of some global issue, it's not, I want technology that can help me to be truly engaged in that discussion in real time at the same pace as others. And that is the transformative nature that universal design will afford. It will help us with, as I said, with cost constraints, because it helps with the market cost, and because you're now doing something that can meet everybody's need. So my call to action is simply that that major technology companies must seriously incorporate inclusive design into their innovation and products develop and their product development. Inclusive technology benefits people with disability from the onset and enhance the user experience. And every product designer with accessibility often would lead to better usability and better user experience. My call to action is for us to work together so that we can see the use of technology for persons with disability not as an afterthought, but as part of the innovation and experience from the very beginning, from the onset. It is with that call that I suggest that we see universal design as the, if you might, the front loader in making our work more meaningful. The journey towards inclusive technology is ongoing and is filled with potential. By setting the global stage for collaboration and engagement, we can transform how technology serves persons with disability, persons who are blind and partially sighted. We must view inclusive design not as an afterthought, but as a fundamental aspect of technological development. Together, my friends, we can create a world where technology is genuinely the wheel of opportunity for all persons who are blind. Let us commit ourselves to a future where technology serves as a bridge, connecting all individuals to the world around them, regardless of the individual's ability. By engaging individuals with disability fostering and collaborating together from the beginning, universal design principles, investing in research, and raising awareness amongst our communities, we can show that bridge between persons between technology and the engaged full inclusion of persons with disability into our societies is served by the type of technologies to which we are exposed. I offer you my own thoughts on how we build that bridge, and that is by including persons who are blind and partially sighted in the development stage, all development stages, from research to the factory shelves, to the end user, by offering that, by making that process a natural part of the development and delivery of services, we will build the bridge, and we will build that bridge towards full inclusion, equality, and equity for all. I thank you.